well, well. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America. Oh, boy. Nikki fell.
Hello.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Hello, Nikki. How are you? How are you, Nikki? How you doing, Nikki?
Fine.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm masturbating my bedroom every night.
Thank you, Louis.
Oh, we are here, Nikki. We're back. Oh,
everything's working.
Everything's working, yes. We're wonderful today.
What was the issue?
Oh, it's too technical and just too much to explain.
So it wasn't me being crazy.
No, you were not crazy. But let's not dwell on that. We don't want to dwell on we don't want to dwell on your craziness.
All the listeners that kept saying, oh, we can hear everything fine, it's her.
No, the listeners were right. They could hear everything.
Right, but I could.
The problem was in between us. Okay, there's the problem. Right. Yeah. So, yeah. I gotta fix. Turn off the music, it's annoying. I got it fixed.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now you hear me perfectly, don't you?
Yes.
I thought so. Even if I were to fart, you would hear it crystal clear.
Yes.
If I were, I can't.
Right.
And I wish I had one in me.
Right.
Because it'd be like, you know, right on time, you know, it would be really cool, but I cannot do that. And my delay is gone, and oh, I feel so much better. So much better. But my office, oh my God, I can't even, I just can't even.
Is it a mess?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I just, I just can't even explain, like, how messed up it is, you know. So, it's just crazy.
Well, you went through havoc.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's nuts. I've got, there's just so much crap everywhere. Really is. It's horrible. But I don't know. I'm just glad it's working. You know?
Yeah.
I'm glad everything is hunky-dory, as they say in the South. I think they say that. I'm not sure where they say that.
Right.
I don't know anybody says that. But anyway, yeah. So it's working. I'm very happy about it. And I have my coffee today.
There you go.
I am very happy to be here. And, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So we're back to normal.
Quit raining.
Yeah, we're back to normal. Is it, what'd you say? It quit raining?
It quit raining.
Thank God. It's been horrible, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday it rained all day.
Yeah.
It rained all day. Without break, yesterday I went out for a little bit too. Where'd we go? Oh, I know. My daughter had a, she had to get her eyebrows did.
Uh-huh.
For high school. Which is odd.
Why?
Just because it's so, it's just, I don't know. It's just so.
It's a very girl thing to do.
Yeah, but, it costs money, okay?
It does not cost that much money.
Well, it still seems like something that should be done at home or just not done at all. She has beautiful eyebrows. She has my eyebrows, okay? There's not a lot of me that she has, all right? She's got her mom's body. Mostly her mom's face, okay? She's got my philtrum and my eyebrows. And she wants to go, you know, whacking those eyebrows off. Like, it's the one thing you got from me. It's the one thing you got from me, beautiful eyebrows. You know, there's not a lot on me that looks good. You know what I mean? I'm not blessed with being a handsome person.
Man eyebrows.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, they could work. My eyebrows work. I gotta tell you something. she's more than attractive enough to make them work.
And women, she has to go. Want their eyebrows shaped in a certain way, and I get my eyebrows done.
I knew girls who had big, bushy eyebrows. They looked beautiful when they were growing.
That was when Brooke Shield eyebrows were in.
Yes. Beautiful. I love that Brooke Shield. I whacked off to her all the time, that Brooke Shield. She was very attractive. Did you ever see that? What was that movie?
Blue Lagoon.
Oh, Blue Lagoon. Oh, my God. Yeah. I like that. We need to more of that. She was good looking though, Brooke Shields. And her image too, like her, remember they kept that image up that she was a they're like, oh, she's a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was there were people out there going, she ain't no damn virgin. Like the people who went to college. I can't remember where she went. Did she go to Harvard or something?
Something like that.
And the people were saying, she ain't no damn virgin.
No.
But but it worked. It kept her famous for a long time, you know. Because she was not a great actress, but kept that good reputation going. You know. Let's see. So what had happened last night? What do we have to, what are the different things we have going on? The Olympics continued last night. I miss swimming already, you know, like as soon as swimming's gone, the Olympics to me get less, they get less exciting when the swimming's not happening. Of course, last night was the gymnastics, and I have become a gymnastics expert. I don't know if you know this or yet, know this or not, Nikki, but I'm knowing if they stick the landings or not. I'm wondering about such things. Oh, she really stuck the landing. Oh my goodness, look at her stick it. I'm not sure what that means, by the way, but I find myself saying it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, she really stuck that landing. And I see myself, my daughter last night told me, she goes, stop being Trump. And I go, what? She goes, stop being Trump. I go, I don't even know what that means. She says, you're being, she says, my daughter was somehow implying that I was being not too pro-American, you know, because hey, that ain't such a thing. There's no such thing as being too American, Nikki. But she said I was being very anti other countries. And I said, that's not true. And she goes, you're booing that poor Brazilian girl. And here's my excuse. My excuse was, well, she can't hear me.
Right.
My daughter goes, it's still not good. And she goes, you're rooting for that Romanian girl to fall off the balance beam. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So that's what she was saying. I was being like Trump.
Right.
Like I was being a little bit too worried of other people, you know. Speaking of Trump, did you hear his test he wants to give people?
No, I have not.
Oh, good. This is great. He wants to give people, before they're allowed in this country, okay, before they're allowed in the country, he wants to give them some type of loyalty test.
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't that great? It's just insane. Like if an immigrant comes into this country, he wants to give them some type of test to see where their loyalties lie. And he's calling it an ideological test. All right. Here's what he said. He said,
what happens if you flunk the test?
I don't know. And he said, here's what he goes.
Get deported?
He goes, his plan will make it harder. He goes, it'll make it much harder to enter the United States. Believe me. Believe me, it will. Believe me. Many people say.
I tell you.
Yeah. And it would make it even harder for the people to move here. He says, I'm going to do extreme vetting for anyone trying to get into the United States, immigrants and tourists. And I will be giving them an ideological test for people who want to settle down in America for good. And he says that this is not racism. By the way, there's a difference between racism and he's talking xenophobia. I mean, what his thing is xenophobic, yeah. You know. But he, you know, he says pride in our institutions, our history, and our values should be taught by parents and teachers and impressed upon all who join our society. Our system of government and our American culture is the best in the world and will produce the best outcomes for all who adopt it. So we're going to force people to adopt our way of thinking before we will let them come to this country, I guess. it's amazing. By the way, isn't, I mean, in a way, I mean, we're not as crazy about it like that. But in a way, isn't that what it's supposed to be? I mean, you got to come to the United States. You have to act a certain way, you know what I mean? You're not going to fit in.
Right.
But he wants to give people tests. You know, he wants to give people tests to make sure they're American. And it's almost like he's saying that if you're Islamic, all right, you got to show you're loyal to. You have to show you're loyal to President Trump and America,
yeah.
And America, or else you're not welcome here. Oh, and you can't put your belief in Islam over anything else. You know what I mean?
Because this is a Christian country.
I don't know. He's not. He wasn't saying that so much, but it's just really weird. I mean. I don't know. It's just, I mean, here's how America works, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You come to this country and you get a little bit of opportunity when you come here, right? When you come here. And then if you work hard and take advantage of your opportunity, then you can achieve something. You know what I mean? But there's no way around it. Do you know any foreign people that don't work hard? You know any foreign people that are just lazy and lay around all the time?
Right.
They don't. They got to work their ass off to get anywhere in this country.
Yeah.
The sad thing is not the fact that foreigners come in and get a little opportunity. The sad thing is that there are people that live in this country that don't get one, you know. That's
mm-hmm.
Now, that's a whole issue Trump's not saying that. He should be. But there's a whole issue I can get behind. There's too many people who were born here and born into families that don't have anything, so they start at a disadvantage. There are very, very few. I mean, you know, this handful of people who happen to be born into families where they have every advantage in the world, you know, like the Trumps, where they're born to wealthy parents. But if you come from another country, we give you an opportunity when you first get here. We give some people get aid to help them achieve. But they've got to work hard. You got to work your butts off. Okay. But Trump is saying that that's no longer enough. You have to love America. Trust me, these people who are coming to this country, they love America. Of course yeah. They love America. For some people, they're living horrible lives in horrible places. And America's their only, you know what I mean? It's their only way out. So of course they, you know, of course they love it. You know, but he wants them to assimilate immediately. Here's the way, okay? Here's the deal. If you don't assimilate into American society, then all you've got is your family. You got nobody else because we will ignore you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be friendly to your neighbors. A lot of these people who are from other countries. Say they start a convenience store, and I'm not stereotyping, but a lot
right.
of these foreign people start a convenience store. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They immediately come over and they take out a gigantic amount of debt and they start a convenience store and they go for it. They have to assimilate. They have to be friendly. And if they're not, they'll fail. So what he wants to now give them tests to make sure that, you know, that they're American enough to come here. So that's what he wants to do. He wants to do these, here's what he calls it, ideological screening tests. And to make sure that they, listen, the whole thing's, because the people that are following Trump, I mean, they eat this stuff up. They really
do. Right.
They eat it up. And, they just want to hear it. Now, we're already doing a lot of this stuff that he's talking about. Like, before they take in these refugees and stuff, these refugees are getting this. All that stuff's being done before they're being let in. But these people who follow Trump, they're lapping it up. They love it, you know, because he's doing it in such a xenophobic way. But anyway, so yesterday he required some new type of ideological test to allow people in. Hey, Corey is messaging us, Nikki, and I'm already, yeah. I'm so jealous of him right now.
Why?
Well, because he could have done something for me, didn't. He said, Ray, you keep talking about the delicious cheese rolls in Litchfield.
What?
Yeah, I've talked about U-Belts, you know, the bakery. I love those. Oh, I love those cheese danishes. I love them. And he says, he goes, today I was on my way to St. Louis. He's listening, of course. Mm-hmm. He says, I stopped at U-Belts and got myself some cheese danish. And in my best George Takei voice, I said, oh my, I do believe I love them. Which is great, but, I mean, where's mine? You can't pick up an extra one for your buddy Ray? Come on. It'll keep. Trust me, those things will keep. Get them some bitches, it'll pick up a couple.
Dozen.
Well, yeah, a couple dozen. Get a couple for me, get one for Nikki, you know. We'll cut Nikki's in half. Because she's dieting. I'm trying to help
her.
I don't want to give you too much. You're dieting. So I'll take like 3.5. We'll give Nikki a half one. We'll be good to go. Hey, did you see the thing I put up yesterday about why people should advertise with us?
Mm-hmm.
The reach of yesterday's show was unbelievable. When you look at the reach of it was insane.
Right.
So we're going to start. I'm going to start doing the Facebook Live even more often.
Good.
Because not only did people check it out live, but they were checking it out the replay, and the podcast numbers were huge. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy how many people, you know, either saw or listened to or, you know, were involved in yesterday's show. Learning about giving young girls the business.
Good Lord.
You know.
There's nothing I could do to get you off that topic.
Well, listen, I was talking about it's part of being young. It's how it works. It's how it works, Nikki. Like you never got the business. And we've heard your stories.
Yeah, whatever.
The age you were getting the business, in my opinion, is way too young. It was way too young.
Mm-hmm.
Corey says, hey, he goes, I don't want to help you guys break your diet, but I'll be able to get you some next week. He says, oh, Corey. Oh, I think you do. I will take some of those donuts.
I think you do.
Absolutely. I'd love a donut or two. You are listening to The Morning Disaster. It's morningdisaster.net. That's the website. You can listen to us on the TuneIn Radio app, which I was listening to the replay on TuneIn Radio app, Nikki.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if you heard it. We sounded very good. We had a nice little show yesterday. Talking about giving the business, or getting the business. I thought it was very entertaining.
Of course, we always are.
But it sounds so good. That TuneIn Radio app, that sounds so good. The only thing that's quicker than TuneIn is the if you have a Galaxy phone and you have downloaded the player, you know. I have on the front page of morningdisaster.net, there is if you go down the right side, and I should probably, I'll tell you what, I should make it bigger so people know what they're looking for. I should put download the app here, you know, whatever. But there's a thing that says download the Morning Disaster Android app, okay? And if you download that, that's the quickest. If you have a Galaxy phone or an Android, if you have an iPhone, you got to get TuneIn. But anyway, that's how you can listen to the show. And we really urge that you do that. You know, we'd like to see you do that live, you know, when we're doing the show live. But that's cool. Some people, you know, they're working or whatever. They can't do it and they have to download it later. But either way, it is a cool way to listen to the show. So I invite everyone to listen to it that way if you can. All right? Mm-hmm. So please go about it and check out the show. All right. I got my, I wrote down yesterday, I'm like, talk about the show in general yesterday. You know, I wrote, so I talk about more because I get caught up in things and I forget to, I forget to do things like, put stuff out there that says, you know, talk about, you know, promote our own show during the show. I forget because I get caught up. So I'm looking at my notes now and following it up. Yesterday, sending us messages, Kevin Wasmer sent us messages. You just noticed that on Facebook? And Kevin, of course, is, for those who don't know, Kevin is known to all of you guys. Anybody who's listened to the Morning Disaster for a long time, you know Kevin. And that is because Kevin is the guy who wrote and performed on and wrote all this, like the best Morning Disaster theme songs. Like when you go back to the, you know, the history of the show, the guy responsible for all of the coolest Morning Disaster theme songs was Kevin.
Yep.
He wrote, I mean, good Lord, he wrote a lot of them. He wrote the which is the original one. The Morning Disaster. Let me play a little bit of
The Raven Lotto.
Yes.
Morning Disaster.
Well, something like that. Let's see. He wrote this one. All right, hold on. Let me see if I can actually play the stupid. Hold on. I should probably.
What was that?
I don't know what the hell that was.
It made my Skype very mad.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Sorry that.
I got a big exclamation point that said high sound coming from the speakers. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Maybe I can't play that. Maybe I can't play it. That's the one thing I didn't check. Yeah. Whoops. I don't think it's going to let me play. Oh, there we go. Okay, there we go. Good. This is Kevin doing an acoustic version of his own song.
You better wake up, sleepy head, get your fat butt out of bed. Got up at 4 a.m. just to play you Zeppelin and Pearl Jam. Raymond Lytle is his name. Some have called him just a bit insane.
No one's ever called me insane. Except for Kevin.
I'm a little idiotic, but this is the only morning show. You can say it's really got it. Slam the door, turn the key, get on the road now. Central Illinois, the only way to get down. It's nasty, it's dirty, but it's funny, cause it's the Raymond Lytle's morning disaster. He's lewd, he's rude, he's crude, but it doesn't matter. He's the morning master of rock and roll and laughter.
So that's Kevin. He was doing an acoustic version of his own song. So when you hear a lot of those Morning Disaster theme songs that we play from time to time, of which, by the way, could you believe I don't have all of those pulled off yet?
You better get to going.
Well, I mean, I am. It's just there's so many of them. You know, people forget there are thousands of episodes of the Morning Disaster. And I was thinking this yesterday because, you know, there was a big Facebook. For what, you know, we got a big push yesterday.
Right.
People were talking about the old show again, and they were asking me about, hey, can you play this bit or can you play that bit? Because they're like, yeah, you play the classic bits. I'm like, yeah. And with our Patreon thing right now, like, I'm asking people, you know, because today the money's being taken out for all of the server costs I have to pay.
Right.
So I can't even tell you how I got the money, but. I got the money and I got to pay it today, but then eventually I have to pay it back.
You did get the money.
Yeah, it's crazy. Awesome. Well, if I don't, you're going to know.
We're going to hear about it.
Yeah, we'll know around.
The whole area is going to hear about it.
Yeah, we're going to know about 9:30 today when it goes, you know, when you try to go, right. When it's just gone. Like I said, we'll see around 9:30, but yes, it should all be good. And it's a lot. I mean, it really was a lot,
yeah,
and I hated to ask for it, but you know. And I do have, all the confidence. Let me see here. Okay, good. Whew. All right, I just had to check my email. I saw something else. I was like, oh my God. I have all the confidence in the world that. I think this thing can. I really do. I think I had after I put the numbers up because I usually don't share our numbers and stuff.
Yeah,
but on Facebook I did. I said I just want to show you our reach. This is what the kind of people that we're reaching with this show is, and I put it out there and I actually had businesses contact me saying, "Oh my God, can you back up some other stuff with what you're saying?" I'm like, "Yeah," and then they actually contacted me and said. Can you give me a price sheet? I'd like to throw a little money on. You know, I like to throw a few commercials on there and stuff. And I'm like, well, we don't. I said, yeah, we can do commercials, but there's other things we can do. And so, yeah, some people really they contacted me and said they were really interested in it. So I think that this is a medium that, or I think this is a model that people eventually, you know,
yeah,
they could support and see some results from, because I think our audience is great. I think we have an audience that will at least, and this is what I'm telling them. I said, listen, I'm not guaranteeing you that that everybody's going to go use your business, but here's what I'm telling you. This is what I can guarantee you. And I use the analogy, and I used to say this to the people who had got buy live advertising for me. I'm like, if you got a restaurant, I'm going to tell people about your restaurant, and I have faith that my listeners will be out, and they'll be, oh, I'm hungry. Where are we going to go? They'll say, hey, let's try this place that the Morning Disaster is talking about, you know.
Yeah.
And that we will say that, and they will, and then our listeners will go try it, okay? And if the food's good, they're going to come back because our listeners are loyal like that.
Yeah.
Look, before it became cool, let's face it, in the last 6 months, it's sort of become cool to listen to stuff on the internet. A lot of our listeners were doing it before that. So they will try things that nobody else is trying, right? And because that's just how they are. They're awesome. Our listeners are awesome. And so I tell the guy, I say, we will get people in your place. Now, if you burn the steak, they're coming back. Doesn't matter how many times we tell them. So I say, if you have faith in your product and you make a good product, our listeners will become repeat customers of you.
Right.
You know, but we'll guarantee you one. We'll guarantee you one visit. And then it's up to you to make them into a regular customer or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the people understood. They said, yeah, that's, you know, that's, nobody explains that to us. And I said, well, that's how it works. So I say, there you go. You know, that's what, so I'm confident we're going to get people, you know, to do that. So, but, you know, we got to keep going in the meantime. So that's why I started the Patreon page, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the Patreon page, you will see, and you can link to it from the Morning Disaster Facebook page or on my personal Facebook page. But if you go to it, you'll see that you can, that I'm saying, you know, just give a little bit, you know. You don't have to give a ton of money. I just want, you know, just a little bit. You can do a one-time thing. You could do a monthly thing, whatever it is. There's different things that you can do, all right?
Yeah.
And so if you go to the page, and it is, the website is Patreon, patreon.com/morningdisaster. That is the page. It allows you to become a patron. And you can click on become a patron and put in whatever morning you want, whatever money you want. Or there are different things that you can put in. Like you can pledge. If you pledge, here's the rewards that are put in. If you pledge $3 or more per month, all right?
Yeah.
Your name is going to be featured on the website. Like, we'll put a thank you to so-and-so, you know,
mm-hmm.
for doing it. If you pledge $5 or more per month, you will have access to all of the specials that I'll be producing during the new run of the Morning Disaster. Your name, of course, will also appear as a supporter. But there are going to be these shows that I'm putting together that will air live, okay?
Yeah.
Or not at all. But they will not be available for download. They will not be, you know what I mean? They'll just be specials that are put together that maybe will air live on days that we're off and stuff. But the people who pledge $5 or more per month, they will get those. They will get a way to download those, or the episode can just be sent to them, you know. It's up to them how they receive them. But you'll be guaranteed to get these episodes. And there are eventually is going to be like four of those a month. At least. You'll have access to all those specials, all right?
Right.
If you paid $7 or more per month, you'll have access to the classic unedited episodes of The Morning Disaster, which is what I'm going to start doing. All the old episodes, you will get complete. It's unedited. I mean, you'll get everything. It's crazy, but it's like you're waking up and there's a new live show that you're listening to. And it will just be dates from, you know, 20 years of shows, and you will just get one. And because you're pledging $7 or more per month, you'll get all of these shows, you know, you'll get those, they're available to you. Plus, you will get access to all the specials, you know, plus you'll get, you know, your name on the way, all those things that everybody else gets, you get all that stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Then if you pledge $10 or more, then the people who spend $10 or more, we're going to give a number of them a chance to host an episode with us. Like you'll be able to hang out on the phone with us one morning. Or if we go, when we start doing the live broadcast, if you want, you can come hang out with us on the on a microphone during a live show.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you'll get the classic unedited episodes. And you'll have access to all the specials. And your name will appear on the supporter page. Okay?
Cool.
Now, if you pledge $15 or more per month, you will be written into the Morning Disaster Christmas special.
Cool.
Or an episode of The Hump Ranger. That's not written on there, but I'm putting that in there. You could be written into an episode of The Hump Ranger. Plus, you'll be given the opportunity to appear you know, on another bit, which could be the, you know, the Hump Ranger, you'll get all the other rewards, including the co-hosting, classic episodes, specials, you name everything. So there are different rewards that you can pick up, too, if you make a monthly pledge guarantee. Or, like I said, you just give a little bit, whatever, you know, whatever. And so go there, please, patreon.com/morningdisaster, or just go to the Facebook page and you'll see a link for it. And please help us reach our goal to where I don't have any other problem with, you know, to where I just don't get a problem with needing, you know, to go through what I went through to get the money to pay for these servers, which I can't even, Nikki, I didn't want to talk about it. I sort of shiver when I talk about it.
My ass is really sore.
Oh, stop it, Jimmy. yeah, you know. I get the shivers when I think about what I had to go through. It's very sad.
It's a shame.
It is, George. It's very sad that I had to do that.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Very sad. Very tragic. So anyway, I want to put that out there and let people know. If you have, and you don't have to, of course you don't have to do this. I mean, a lot of people don't have money. They're struggling as much as, you know, we are.
Right.
You don't have to. You can still get the show without doing that, but I'm just saying, if you have a little bit, if you're fortunate, you know, give a little bit. You know, I mean, come on. You might just have $5 extra in your pocket. Just send it in. You know, what the hell? Send it over. Won't kill you. Let's see. Somebody on Facebook said, it was 2:51 in the morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody yesterday at 2:51 in the morning said, here's their Facebook post. It said, I just had a dream that I was friends with Mark Hamill and that Ray Lytle was the lead singer of the band Face to Face. And then it's like, weird.
It's weird.
Who's face to face?
I have never heard of that.
Is that a local? Is it Face to Face a local band?
I don't know.
Maybe it is a local. I don't know. No, it's an actual band. Okay. Face to Face is a punk rock band from Victorville, California. Formed in 1991. I feel like I should know that.
Daft Punk.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'd be great. Nikki, I think I'd be great as a front man of a, when I was younger. I think I would have been fantastic as the lead singer of a punk rock band. I really do. So this guy had a dream that I was the lead singer of a punk rock band. Oh, I see. I wish I was cool enough to do that. You know.
Right.
I really do. That'd be cool as hell. I mean, I'd probably have herpes and stuff now, but...
Oh, good God.
But that would have been good. That would have been cool.
Listen, everybody.
Not me. No, I've been having sex with the same person for 25 years. You know. I got like same...
According to the TV, 1 in 4 people have it, so...
Yeah, not me. Thank God. I know people who have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of them call the show. And one talks about, like, you know, Sarah Jane talks about it all the time, openly. Mm. But not me. I've had the same person, you know, for 20-some-odd years. I'm boring as hell. I'm, you know. Why she doesn't cheat on me is a miracle, you know. Really is. Very boring. Very, very boring. But I do want to spice it up, you know. After 25 years, you know, we need to spice something up, wouldn't you say?
With some herpes?
No, not that herpes, no! I'm just saying, you know. Need to just spice it up. With some herpes. What's wrong with you? No, I'm not out there asking for herpes. Why would that be the first thing that jumps in your mind?
I don't know. That's what you were talking about. No, but I'm talking about spicing it up.
No, it's about sex, and you bring up the fact 1 in 4 people have herpes, and I said, I don't have herpes. I've been herpes with the same first. Woman for 20 some odd years, you know.
You said herpes first.
And then you go, what, with herpes?
I don't know where you're going.
Well, because I said I'd have herpes if I
I know
if I was
the
lead
said.
Singer of a punk rock band in the 90s. Which I was not. Although I think it's cool that somebody was thinking about me enough.
Dreaming about you.
Yeah, the dreaming about me. I think that's kind of, don't you think that's kind of cool?
That some man was dreaming about you?
Yes, absolutely. I got to be honest, I'm a little, I'm actually, in my career, okay, I've had people tell me they've thought of me before, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know some of these stories. Like, people who dreamt that they had sex with me, like women who thought of me that way.
Okay.
And that was cool. I mean, that was cool, right? I had these, I had a couple, they were lesbians, and they actually asked me one time if I would give them sperm so they could have a baby. Because they wanted the baby to have my skin. So they said, would I give it? And then they would, take care of it from there. And I'll tell you what, I thought about it for a couple of minutes, And then eventually I said, no, I can't, I can't do that because I can't. And here's the deal. Had nothing to do with them. And I explained, I said, this has nothing to do with you guys. I said, this has everything to do with me because I'm just not, I mean, listen, if it was like across the country and there was no way I'd ever, because yeah. all they wanted was the baby making fluid. And then they were, done. That's it. You know what I mean? We'll take it.
Right.
You'll never have to see the kid or any of that stuff. Well, I can't do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would have to. That's my deal. I would have to see the kid. What would I, But they wouldn't want. They're like, no. We don't want. You would not be part of the baby's life, blah, blah. And then I brought it up to my wife, and she goes, are you crazy? You can't do that. You know what I mean? But I did. I thought about it. Like, they right. approached me at a. It started. They approached me at a band gig. Mm-hmm. And talked to me about it. And I was like, I'm very flattered. But I can't do it. I said, I just can't do it. And it wouldn't be fair. It just wouldn't be fair to my daughter because my daughter was a baby at the time. I said, mm-hmm. because she'd have this sibling out there. There's so many reasons that I couldn't do it. But I felt bad. But now I feel good about it because the couple broke up. Mm-hmm. Here are a couple of good-looking ladies, too. It's a shame they didn't like men, Nikki. It's a shame. Because I would have said, well, why don't you guys, I would have said, why don't you guys, let's do this the old-fashioned way. Instead of, who needs a turkey baster? I'm going to do this the old-fashioned because I'm a giver. I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way, and you guys jump on, and I'll provide you my provide you my stuff naturally, and we'll see if any of you get pregnant and stuff. You know what I mean? You think about it, that's a pretty good way to cheat. You know what I mean?
Like you?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it, but I'm saying if you wanted to, guys, like you tell your wife, I'm going to provide semen for these for this person to have a child because I'm a giver. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you just go have sex with them. And you'll impregnate them. And that's not, I mean, what are they going to do? Take a paternity test? Yeah, of course. I donated my semen to them, Right? That's what you could get away. I mean, I just thought of that. You could get away with that, Unfortunately for these women, the thought of having sex with me, I guess, was repulsive. Not that I ever brought it up, but I can't imagine, you know, very few straight women find sex with me exciting. I mean, if you're gay, you'd be repulsed by the idea. So it probably wouldn't happen. But anyway, so yeah, they once said, but here's the thing that's never happened, all right? This is what's never happened. I've never had a gay guy ever tell me that I'm attractive.
Yeah.
Never had any gay guy say they had dreams about me that way or anything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just never did.
I've had lots of gay women hit on me.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. But I haven't. That's the one. It's like, I've had women tell me they dreamt about me. I've had, you know, blah, blah. But I've never, and it's sort of insulting. Like, I actually knew one, there was, you know, I've been some really good friends with, you know, with people who are gay. But I'll tell you what, I never had, one time this guy was talking about, I go, come on. And I don't even know how the conversation got started, but he was like ranking people, you know, as to who was attractive or not. And it was like even Jim, you know. And this guy goes, you know, in the right circumstances that they would do Jim. And I'm like, really? And they go, oh, he'd be good. They said, oh, I bet he could suck a mean dick. And they were talking about Jimmy and stuff, you know what I mean? And I'm like, well, what about me? And they go, oh, God, no. Like, they were insulted by the thought of being, I got to be honest, Nikki, I was insulted. I was a little hurt.
Do you think you'd do a mean dick?
I think I'd give it my best shot. I can't say that I don't know if I'd be any good at it. But if I were gay, I think I'd give it my best. I'll tell you,
Would you be a top or a bottom?
I don't know which one's better. Right? I don't.
Are you the giver or the receiver?
I don't know. I'm saying I don't know. I seem like I got a nice. I mean, I don't know. I don't really think highly of myself sexually. So, I mean, I'd give the old. I mean, hey, man, when I would give the business, I'd go all out. So I imagine if I was gay, I'd go all out for guys. I mean, if I was gonna suck a dick, I'd try my best.
So you'd be a bottom.
Well, I think that I think that's part of what you. I think that pretty much every guy that's gay. And this is just me. I certainly don't know how it works, and I'm fascinated by. Really, am fascinated by other people's sex lives, whether they're gay, straight, whatever. But
yeah.
I would imagine both men would be, both men would be given the business. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Right? Wouldn't that be how it works?
I don't know. I think it just depends.
You think you what?
I think it just depends.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're gay, sucking a dick is like part of the whole, that's got to be the whole thing, you know? You have to be willing. I mean, listen, if you're not going to take the plunge, then you're not gay. You're just in prison, you know? If you're just receiving, I think you got to do both, right?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
I mean, listen, Now, don't get me wrong. I've known gay people where, you know, the way the sex works is never brought up. But then other people I know, they got a great sense of humor and they're willing to talk about anything and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they will, discuss anything. And it sounds to me like both people, in order to be in a relationship, both people have got to be willing to, I mean, would you be in a relationship where everything, you're doing everything, like nothing's ever, you know, the other person's not doing anything for you?
I've been in a relationship like that.
Uh-huh. How'd it work out? How'd it work out?
Obviously, I'm not in those relationships
Absolutely.
Anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Nikki. See, that's what I'm talking about. It wouldn't work out. Both people have got to somehow be involved, you know. Both people have got to be given the business, you know? So I would think if I was, I would try my hardest, you know? I really would. I mean, I would like to think. I'll tell you what, as a straight married man, there are so many things I'd like to try with my... She won't let me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She won't let me, but if she would let me, there's nothing I wouldn't try with her. You know what I mean? Oh, there's so many likes. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm thinking about it now. There's so many things I'd like to try. I'll tell you, I'm thinking, hold on, I'm thinking right now. Oh, I'd be willing to do that. I'd give it to her good, all kinds of ways. Like if she wanted to use toys and stuff, I'd use toys. I wouldn't be afraid to use them, you know.
Toys are awesome.
Yeah, like some guys, they don't want to use the toys on their wife, you know.
They're like jealous of them or something.
Oh, I know. I don't care. A big deal. I'd use it. If my wife told me she needed toys, oh, yeah. I'd run to the store and buy them. Absolutely. I'll take care of you. There's nothing I wouldn't try. It's just she doesn't want anything.
Right.
Nothing. Well, you know, like, well, let's try this. That's not, oh, no, 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 no. I'm like, that's not even that weird. No, 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 no. But I'm not going to go, you know, we're together. There's no herpes. Nothing, you know what I mean?
Right.
None of that going on. It's not like I'm going to her and saying, hey, I want you to have sex with other men in front of me and belittle me like it's happening. By the way, that's the one thing I find weird.
Yeah.
The people who have, like, these guys, I don't understand it. You know, and I try not to insult other people, but, and I don't know if you have this, because I know that your group is also, your swinger parties that you go to, there are people who are into S&M or whatever.
That's not S&M.
Or whatever it is. What is that called?
What?
Not S&M. What is that called? The where people want to be... oh, crap. What is it, Nikki? Where you're a dom. What is
BDSM?
BDSM. Thank you. Yeah, like there are you were in there were people in your group that were BDSM, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's the one thing is I think it was Barb that was telling me this. You know, she said that there are guys, okay, who actually like they want to have other people do their wives, okay, while they watch. And that's not enough. They want the wife to be, like, saying horrible things about them while another guy is doing her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how is that a turn-on?
Cuckold.
What is it?
Cuckold.
Oh, yeah, cuckold. Yeah, I've heard of cuckolding, but I'm saying... It's just so odd. That's the craziest stuff. It seriously is. It's the craziest thing.
It's just about limits.
Well, I don't know.
It's not like somebody just jumps into it one day. It's... Somebody has a limit and they hit that limit and then they're like, okay, maybe I'll step over that limit a little bit with my tippy toe, and they hit that limit and they're fine with it, and then, well, maybe I'll go a little bit farther, and that's how they get to where they get.
But I'm telling you, that's a pretty far place to go.
Not if you're doing it a little bit at a time.
I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, there are things that I wish I could do with my. I want my wife to loosen up. Let me do some of these things. But, but my God, these guys don't have. Don't get
someone.
It's
not like they did it overnight.
Well, they get a guy to do their wife, okay? Like some guy hung like a mule, and he bangs their wife in front of them, Meanwhile, the wife is looking over to the guy, the husband, okay, who's watching this and whacking himself because he's getting off on it.
Right.
And the wife's looking at him going, oh, this guy does me so much better than you. You're a loser. You've got a small penis. You'll never
this
be able to.
It's humiliation.
I mean, oh, my God. How is that sexual? I mean, how
I like it.
Humiliation gets them off?
Yeah.
Good God.
Embarrassment and humiliation.
That's what turns them on. That's the biggest fear of most people.
To each their own.
Do you know anyone like
that? And it's a big thing.
Come on. You know anyone that's ever done that?
Yeah.
You didn't date anyone like that, did you?
No.
Oh, good Lord.
But I have a friend that's what his thing is humiliation.
Is he married?
No. But he has a girlfriend.
And he has other guys nail his girlfriend. Well, he gets
off. No, he likes to be humiliated.
That's what I mean. So that's what I'm talking about.
It may not be nailing his girlfriend or whatever. He likes to be humiliated.
Well, how the hell do you humiliate him?
Like laugh at his penis and...
Have you humiliated him? Have you humiliated him?
No, but I've seen it done to him.
Oh, you've watched. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It is during sex when he does it?
Huh?
It's during sex? He gets humiliated during sex?
It could be something as simple as pulling down his pants and pointing and laughing at his penis.
And that turns him on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Who would be turned on by that?
There are all kinds out there.
Oh, my God.
And he's a really nice guy. He's very sweet.
Oh, my God. If a woman ever... Oh, my God. I think I'd put it away and never show it to anybody again. That could be traumatic. That would be horrible. And you're saying that this guy gets off on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy, Nikki. I mean, that's insane.
There's all kinds out there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is insanity.
Yep.
And he's totally normal outside of this?
Yeah.
Oh, there's just no way. Ugh. I totally would. There's no way.
She totally loves it.
I'd divorce my wife if she went to me.
He would walk down the street and you'd meet him and talk to him and absolutely like him and have absolutely no clue.
That he loves to be humiliated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so are there wives out there that like that, that like to bang other guys in front of their husbands and make fun of them and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd divorce my wife immediately. I would say thanks for flushing the 25 years down the drain.
It's not like it just happens out of nowhere.
26 years, I guess, whatever it is.
It's all about communication.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, how does that someone even bring that up? Like, listen, I could.
Because you would have an open enough marriage and open enough communication that you would be able to talk about it without threatening divorce.
My wife and I are pretty, we have a good relationship. We're pretty open. We communicate really well. You know, I mean, granted, if she hears this show, she'd probably say, could you please bring that up? Don't bring that up on the air. You know, she might do that, but she'd also understand the entertainment purposes of conversation as well. But if my wife ever went to me and said, like if I went to my wife and I said, I want to do something that we've never done before. I'm getting bored, you know. Of course, I would never use the word bored, but whatever. I'd say, you know, sex gets stagnant. Let's do something different. You know, I can understand couples hey, I say, hey, let's go to one of Nikki's parties. I do something, you know, let's find a hot girl to join us, or let's get some toys, or, you know, it'd be something like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It certainly would not be, hey, I got an idea. I'm going to have sex with somebody else, and you're going to watch, and then in the act, I'm going to make fun of you. I mean, who would get off on that? I mean, that's the worst thing.
somebody that gets off on it.
Oh, my. I think that's the most horrible thing you could. Oh, my good. Now, let's reverse it. Let's reverse it, okay? And I would turn around and I'd say, you know, let's say, all right, so say, hypothetically, you and I are a couple or whatever. And I say, here's what I want to do. I want to get a 19-year-old girl who is built magnificently, okay? And then I'm going to have sex with her, and you're going to watch, and I'm going to humiliate you during the act. That's not the least bit appealing to. That can't be appealing.
There's all kinds out there, right?
Like, I'm going to go with a woman who has bigger breasts than you, and I'm going to be going, oh, I'm licking these breasts that are so much bigger and better than your breast. Your breasts
people
suck.
People who are into humiliation like that.
Well,
stuff.
That's disturbing to me. I find being into humiliation disturbing.
I'm not saying I'm into it.
No, I'm not saying. Of course you're not in. I'm not saying you're into it. I'm just saying that, good Lord, I think that there's something deeper bothering these people. I mean, that's just horrible.
I don't judge them.
Oh, I do. I mean, I'm pretty open-minded. But I'm finding it hard to not judge these people.
Because I don't want to be judged by them.
Well, I think when they're into this, you have the right to judge them. And I mean, no. Excuse me, sorry to anyone out there listening who might be into this, but I find it very weird. Yeah, that to me is bizarre. You know, like the people who want to watch, that's always to me sort of been bizarre. You know what I mean?
But do you watch porn?
Sure, yeah, I do. Yeah.
And what's the difference than watching it in person?
Because the woman getting nailed in porn is not my wife, you know.
Who said it was your wife that you were watching?
Well, I'm saying that. Because the guys, that's what they want. They're watching their own spouse. You know what I mean?
Who said that?
That's what I'm talking about. Let's say these guys that watch their own wife or girlfriend or something getting plowed by some other guy. That's, you know.
Not always.
Well, a lot of the watching, that's what they're talking about.
No.
I mean, I'd probably watch strangers have sex, although I never have, you know.
Right.
But I probably would, you know. I'd like to go to some party where I can watch another couple have sex. I'd probably do that. That's not too kinky.
Yeah.
But I couldn't watch anyone have it with my wife, you know. Unless it was like another hot chick and my wife was into it, you know. And I got to join in at some point. I'd probably be into that. I'd give that a shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly wouldn't want some well-hung guy getting it and then have her, during the act, yelling at me and saying, oh, he gives it to me so much better than you. And laughing at my penis. I mean, oh, that's horrible. And that gets people off. I couldn't imagine.
What if she was getting high and hard and you're like, are you liking it, baby? And she's like, yeah, baby, thank you for
that. Oh, God, no. No. God, no. That's horrible.
And then she goes after you afterwards and you get the best sex you ever had because you let her do it.
Why would that give me the best sex I've ever had?
Because you let her do it, and she was giving you thank you sex.
Oh, after someone else has been in there? No, thank you. No, thank you. That's what they're into, huh? But Jimmy was in a couple of those relationships, you know. Where he'd, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where he would have, you know. He and the girl he was seeing at the time, they would swap, and it's very weird. I just thought it was very weird. I don't know. These stories these guys would tell, I don't know. Just don't get it, I guess. Maybe I'm better. You know what? I think I'm better off just having a boring sex life. I guess I am, you know. I don't think I can handle your group. Forgive me.
Probably not.
Because number one, you've told me that I probably know people. And I'd be so caught up in, oh, God, how did I not know that this guy was into this stuff when I, you know, I'm friends with these people or whatever. I'd be all caught up in that, you know. I'm very, I don't know. I don't think I'm just not built for it. Not built to ever. I don't know how you do it. I really don't.
I don't do it. I just have friends.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, I don't know how you have... I don't know.
My days of doing that are long past.
Well, you know, saying you've done it, I don't, you know. I don't know if I could. I don't, you know. But, I'm so we'll start with the whole, you know, at least I don't have herpes, so.
There you go.
We'll go from there. Right?
Safe sex is good sex.
Yes. Good old safe sex. I like, maybe I like it. But I would try, I mean, there's some things I'd try, I think, you know. I'd extend the boundaries, but, you know, never going to happen. My wife, you know, my wife's boundaries are not very far. You know. But then I could see us being the couple where it's like, oh, yeah, well, my boundaries are farther than yours. Oh, yeah, well, mine are farther than yours. And next thing you know, there's a... humiliation and cuckold and everything else going on. And both people are saying, oh my God, I really wish I wouldn't have gotten into this bet. This is very horrible.
Oh, jeez.
But to get back to the original discussion, there's never been like a gay listener say that they think about me. And, you know.
So you're upset that a gay man doesn't want to have sex with you.
Well, that they never have. Not that they don't. I mean, good Lord, I don't even have sex myself these days. But I'm saying, like, throughout my career, I've had people say, oh, you've got a... Some women are just like, I don't even know what you look like. You've got a sexy voice, and I like your voice. And I've had people... I told you, I've had people, you know, come on to me, and, like, they tell me I'm attractive, or, you know, I've heard these wonderful things from people throughout the years. But the one thing I've never heard... is, like, any gay guy tell me that I was attractive or, you know what I mean? It's never happened. In fact, quite the opposite.
Oh, geez.
The gay people would go, ugh, you know. Where they say, oh, God, no, you know. Like I said, there was once a guy that was telling me how they would love to be, like, didn't say love, but they're like, they'd be with Jimmy, and Jimmy is like, well, thank you. I'm very flattered, you know. And I was like, well, what about me? And they go, oh, no. Like, the thought was disturbing. Oh, God, no. Never be with you. Ugh. And I remember I got a little offended. I'm like, well, why not? And they're like, they go, oh, I would just never think of you that way. Like, that's somehow supposed to be, you know, complimentary or something.
Right.
It's not. It's, you know, where they go, ooh, you know. It's like the thought disgusts them. Now, I'm not saying I never do anything. But, I mean, at least, you know, at least lie to me.
Right.
It's like you're in the middle of passion with your wife and you say, yeah, you know, you like my big heart, you know, whatever. And she looks at you and goes, that's really not that big. Well, no, well, don't ruin the fantasy. Don't ruin the me feeling good about myself. What do you got to say that for? It's like, of course I'm not a gay person. But, you know, if there's a gay guy there telling everybody else, you know, how attractive they are, the things that they do to them. I mean, I have no intention of making it a reality, but for God's sakes, throw me a compliment. Would it kill you to say, Ray, you're attractive too, you know? Hell, at least tell me I've got a good personality. They don't even do that. It was just like, ugh, the thought of being with you is repulsive. That's very insulting. Very insulting, Nikki. That's what I'm getting at. Very, very insulting. Does it kill people to say nice things about me? I don't think it does.
Good Lord.
Well, I'm just saying, they never say that.
People say nice things about you all the time.
No, obviously not to my liking. Obviously, they don't do it to where I feel it's enough, Nikki. Yeah, so that's never happened, though, and all, you know.
So if there's any gay guys out there,
yeah, that feel that I'm attractive,
sexy just, messages.
Yeah, just let me know. Just say, right. Yeah, I've had a dream where I thought about you. Like this guy just said he had a dream about me where I was a lead singer of a punk rock band.
Right.
Not very. That you know, I appreciate that. Oh my goodness.
Maybe it's because you belched so much into the microphone.
But I mean, the guy said, he goes, I just had a dream that I was friends with Mark Hamill and that Ray Lytle was the lead singer of the band Face to Face. Weird. Okay. But I do have some concerns. So you weren't friends with me, just Mark Hamill? Like I'm not good enough to be your friend? And
you sound like Joe Pesci.
And why? Yeah. Joe Pesci. I wish I could do a Joe Pesci impersonation. I love Joe Pesci.
What am I?
What am I? Not funny enough?
To you?
What am I? Well, fuck you. What am I? Not funny enough? What? And then the guy goes, weird. Why is it weird? Am I not good enough to be a lead singer of a punk rock band? I sort of think I am. See, even the compliments, you know.
They're not good. Nothing's good enough for you.
I think I do have issues. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not into humiliation, but obviously there's something wrong with me. Good Lord, I can't believe you told me that that's what people like to have.
Rest of the day, you're going to be puzzling this in your head.
Because of the whole you know what I've been thinking about since you said it? Mm-hmm. When the guy says he has people pull his pants down. He has women pull his pants down and point and laugh at his small penis. And that's what gets him off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the craziest, Nikki, I'm not going to lie, that's the nuttiest damn thing I've ever heard.
But he likes
and
it.
And you've seen.
Do that.
You've seen the guy
yes.
get off on it? And he gets off on it? Oh,
yes.
My God, it's disturbing.
No.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine it.
It's not.
Oh, my God. Can I ask you, is the guy a good-looking guy?
Yes.
Does he have a small penis?
Oh, my God.
I'm just wondering, does he?
I'm not going to give you any more information.
Well, it's not like you told me who he is.
It doesn't matter.
But if he went to you and said, Nikki, we're friends. Are you friends with the guy, right?
Yeah.
And the guy says, we're friends. I really need to get off. Will you make fun of my...
No, I would not do it because I'm not into that.
Will you make fun of my penis for me until I finish?
I'm not into that.
like some people want phone sex. They'd be like, you know, just tell me a story. Talk to me about something, you know. Make up a fantasy.
Just don't get it.
And then this guy would call people and say, hey, do me a favor. Will you make fun of my penis until I...
you just don't get it.
Until I finish off.
I ain't gonna tell you anything anymore.
I find it funny. Yet it is fascinating, but what gets some people off, you know? Because I have been like that. Well, not like that, but I mean, I have like if you go like to a porno site or something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I am sometimes bothered by what I end up watching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just go to, like, one of these porn sites and, you know, say your wife's out of town. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just giving hypotheticals, Nikki.
Yeah.
But say your wife's out of town and you got to take care of yourself. So you go to, like, a website, like a YouPorn or, yeah, you know, whatever. And you just start clicking on stuff, you know. Trying to see, now let's see what's going to get me going, you know. And whatever you find, you start watching something and you find yourself like, oh, this is really hot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then here's my problem. It's like, I'll watch it and then I'll go, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why am I watching this? Like hypothetically, you start watching this pornography where like the stepmom, have you seen any of these? It's a really hot stepmom
mm-hmm.
who catches, like, her stepson.
Right.
You know, doing something.
I've seen them all.
Oh, it ends up at the sex.
Yep.
And it's always like some hot, like the stepmom's always some hot, you know, a hot one, like a really hot, you know. And then, or else, here's the other one I was watching. And this was the one that was disturbing to me. It's the stepmom's like in her 40s, you know, upper 30s, 40s, super hot, you know. And she's got a stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the stepdaughter has a boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, they're in the stepmom's, the dad's never around, you know. The father of the girl's never there, but the girl lives with her stepmom or whatever, you know. And then they got a boyfriend, and the boyfriend comes over, and they're always like, oh, I just don't know how to give proper fellatio. And the stepmom's like, oh, honey, let me teach you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up, you know, and so you watch it. It's real hot, and you go, oh, my God, what is wrong? I can't believe I'm watching this. This is highly disturbing. Like, it bothers me. And it sometimes, you know, interrupts.
No, it's really not her stepmom.
Yes, I know, but it interrupts me that I'm thinking, you know, this really is, I mean, this is a considerably older person than that other person. You know what I mean? And it's troubling. And then the other one, I was watching this one, this guy and his wife, okay, they come home from.
He who says, I'm going to find a 19-year-old for a three-way.
Well, yeah, but come on, I wasn't serious.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. If I was going to have a three-way with my wife, I wouldn't want a 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
No way. I'd want, because a 19-year-old would look at me and go, you, ugh, you know, she might humiliate me. She might laugh in my penis. She might turn your friend on, but doesn't do anything for me. No, I would want another woman similar in age. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want someone, you know. There's no way. Because that's why the next thing I was going to get at with the porn. So there's this, the couple comes home, right? And they got a babysitter. And they come home and the babysitter's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I put the kid to bed, you know. They're sleeping. And so one thing leads to another. And the babysitter's like, oh, well, I don't have to go home. My parents aren't there. I was going to maybe go party with friends of mine or blah, blah, blah. And the couple are like, why don't you hang here for a while? Let's have a drink. Whatever happens, right? And the next thing you know, like, the husband and wife are banging the babysitter. And it's super, I mean, it's super hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I can never, like, if I stop and think about reality, then I'm done.
You're not supposed to.
But here's, I go, oh, my God, this babysitter isn't much older than my own child. That's disturbing. What is wrong with you? This is almost a statutory rape that's going on here. And it's very troubling that
you think too much.
Well, that's what I mean. Yes, you're right. I do.
The girl is probably 26.
I know, but I rationalize myself out of the excitement over watching it, or else I go, oh, what is wrong with you, you sick person? Why are you watching this porn? This is horrible. You should not be watching. Like, I'm yelling at myself. You know, my interior dialogue's having an argument with me, thinking, shame on you for watching this. Oh, it's horrible. But I'm going to tell you the hottest one. I don't feel guilty about watching this kind at all. This is the kind I'll watch every time. They have, okay, they have like, this guy is home and his wife's out of town or something, you know? And like, she's got this hot friend, like the hottest friend, you know, super hot looking. Oh, I came over to borrow a cup of sugar. You know what I mean? Like, there's always, like, the girl always has, like, a reason for coming over. Oh, you know, your wife called me and wanted me to check on you for blah, blah, blah. Or I want to borrow this from your wife. She said I could borrow it. She said, like, there was one where it's like, oh, your wife said I could borrow some panties. And the guy's like, oh, she's out of town. Oh, she told me I could borrow her panties because I have a big date tomorrow. Do you mind if I go? Oh, no, no, go ahead and go through the wife's panty drawer. Now, that's the setup. Now, my wife has loaned clothing out to other people. She has never loaned panties out to anyone. But the concept of the porno is that the woman is coming by to borrow panties from the. Right.
Sorry, but I don't loan panties out to nobody.
Well, I don't think anyone loans panties out, right? They just don't. But that's the premise, right? And the husband's there, and the and then you know the friend, the best friend or whatever, goes, you know, your wife told me you might be lonely, and I owe her some big favors, and she said she had one favor, and the guy's like, oh, what's that favor? And she goes, she wanted me to make sure that you got off. And then, you know, they end up just going at it, you know. Now, that's good porn there. I watched that. You know, and they're usually right around the same age. You know, there's nobody's stepmother gets into it. There's none of that stuff. There's, like, nobody's too young. Nobody's too old. And it's just hot, you know. And there is something, I got to say, there is something hot when you find out, like, that the wife's in on it. You know what I mean? That's sort of hot. Does that make any sense, you know? So
yeah.
I'll watch that. That's kind of cool. But the other stuff, I always stop and think about it, you know? I end up finding myself.
You're ashamed of what you're.
Well, I'm bothered, yeah. Oh, my God.
What you're get off on.
Oh, I've seen some of these. Like, they have the little boxes, the little thumbnails, where it's like hot woman, blah, 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 or hot couple, blah, blah, blah. And you go, oh, yeah, I'm going to click on this. And then, like, you just see it. Like, you don't even read it. You just see a hot picture of somebody.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I got to check this out. And you're like, because the people look good, you're like, oh, yeah. And then you figure out what's really going on. You're like, oh, my God, this is troubling. I have to stop this. This is disturbing. What's the scenario is, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I don't watch porn very often, but
when you do, you become disturbed.
Obviously, right? Oh well. What else did I have to talk? I know I had a list of things to go on to talk about today, and as always,
you have run out of time.
Yeah. Yeah. As always, I've forgot everything I was going to come in and talk about.
Because you started talking about sex.
Yeah, I know. And we probably lost all the listeners. There's probably nobody listening. And they're thinking, is he talking about what in the world is he talking about? They've shut off the show by now. And I still have a list of things that I was going to get to. Oh, well.
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, so here's what we... So what we've learned is... That if anybody's going to U-Belts, get us some cheese Danish.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey did say he's going to bring us some. You know, says next time he goes to St. Louis, he'll pick us some up. Thank you, Corey. It's very nice.
Yes.
And I think that's the most important thing we want to get out there. So, but I did have things like I wrote down.
Boy, and we need food.
I wrote down the Japanese pole vaulter whose penis knocked the...
Yeah, I saw
did
that.
Did you see that? Jesus.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah, no, I saw it.
I'm like, what the hell?
I mean, good Lord, dude. Wear tighter pants. Do something. Right? I mean...
Helped him over the pole.
Yeah. Good Lord, of all the ways to lose a pole vault competition, have your own pole knock the pole.
Mm. You don't hear about penis problems, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've never been able to pole vault in my life. I couldn't even imagine pole vaulting.
Talk about a pole vault.
Yeah, but I mean, it is it truly is a talent.
Oh yeah,
you know. I mean,
we were talking about that last night of if we were in the Olympics or could have trained for something to be in the Olympics, what would it be? And for me, it would have been the long jump.
You were a long jumper. I didn't know that.
I was a runner before I got fat.
Right.
I was a runner. And I was always fascinated with the long jump because you feel like you're flying.
No, I was never really good. At sports. I was good. I think, I was pretty good at football, but I didn't try, you know, I didn't try hard enough. You know what I mean?
Because we were watching the hammer.
Oh, yeah, where they swing the hammer around and throw it?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do that.
Because he was thinking shot put, or he could have done the discus.
No, I tried. Couldn't do it. I mean, I wasn't Sean Blint bad, but I think in eighth grade they made me try it, and I'm like, because I just wanted to be a part of the team, you know. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't make it. Just couldn't make it. It was, you know, I just wasn't good at it.
Right.
So, could never do it. But, you know, like, if I would have worked as hard in football as I worked in basketball,
mm-hmm.
I would have been a good
basketball player.
I would have been a good football player because I would have put in the work. But I worked so hard in basketball, you know, because I wanted to be so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish that you know, I wish I would have been, in hindsight, I wish I would have worked hard. And I did work hard in football. And people who played with me would say that, but baseball, I was a natural at, but I didn't put the work in. Right. So I guess I love sports. I think my ideal job would be being a sports talk host. I've never done it, but I think I'd be good at it. I love sports.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. And I wish I was better at them, you know. And I have a mind that thinks a certain way. And I think that I know sports. I feel sports. I wish I was better at sports. But I think it was okay. But there's nothing in the Olympics that I could ever do.
Right.
There's no sport that I was good enough to where I could be anywhere near the top of my game athletically as compared to any of these people. Because they're so beyond natural human, you know.
I think my second one would be archery.
Yeah, that's cool. But, I mean, I couldn't do that. That's so, you know. I know people that go out and they shoot like animals with, like they hunt with a bow.
I know. I have family that do that.
It's just so, I'm like, oh my God, you can actually shoot an animal.
A deer.
Yeah. Like, they're so fast, you can shoot them with a bow.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are like, yeah. I'm like, I can't.
Bow.
Yeah, I guess I can't do it. Because I'm not even skilled. I'm just not skilled at anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there was like a radio Olympics, I could probably put together a show and at least compete.
You could be a commentator there.
Yeah. I'd love to do that. I really would.
You'd be better than some of the ones they have.
Yeah. I would like to do like a baseball commentary or, you know, even better. I'll tell you what I could do is a lot of people don't do it right. Is girls softball. I could do color commentary on girls softball.
Yeah.
I think I'd be really good at it. But unfortunately, that's like the ones where nobody wants to listen to. You know, who wants to listen to that? That's the one sport I knew, you know. That's the one sport that I really could do, you know. Oh, anyway, so there you go. So we learned about how we like the donuts from U-Belts, if anybody's driving through. We learned cuckolding today and humiliation. And Nikki telling us the craziest story about how someone gets off. It's very bizarre. Truly is.
It's not bizarre to the people that like it.
And the people who watch it, obviously. Nikki's watched it.
Oh, stop it.
Nikki has watched a man have his pants pulled down and made fun of.
I've watched a lot of things. I'm a very curious person.
So he's getting, he's getting off.
Oh, stop.
While they're pointing at him and telling him how small he is.
I'm not giving you any more information.
I'm just wondering. So
you're shut down.
Does he start touching himself while these people are making fun of him?
I'm not telling you any more information. You have been shut down.
Oh, I gotta know.
Too bad.
I just gotta know, is there masturbation involved in this? Is that how he gets off? Or?
You've made fun of it too much.
I'm not making fun of it.
Yes, you have.
I just find it fascinating.
You have made fun of it too much.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Too bad. So sad.
All right.
You're too judgmental.
I'm not judging.
Oh, my God.
I'm not judging. I'm just, you know, I just need to learn more. So I'm asking questions.
Yeah. As you judge.
Yeah. Oh, well. A little judgmental, I suppose. I guess that's what I am.
Just a little bit.
Okay. I guess we're done for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's coming up tomorrow. I've been working. I've been nonstop working on these computers, you know what I mean, for 2 days now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad I don't have a delay anymore in my ear. Thank God.
Now, if you can get rid of the feedback in mine.
That'd be wonderful.
It would be wonderful.
That's on your Skype, though, you know. Because I think
I've checked everything.
Did you make adjustments to your Skype yesterday? Everything. You made adjustments to your Skype yesterday?
I didn't touch anything, but I went through and checked the mic and everything. It wasn't doing this yesterday.
What I did is I got the setup that we had on last week.
Right.
I got the old computer going, and I checked the settings, and then I put the same. I got the same exact settings.
Mm-hmm.
So this should be just like last week.
Right.
So I don't know what's going
on. This wasn't doing it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, yesterday was a totally different setup. You know.
Well, today, the entire show.
Yeah.
When I talk, I hear it.
Oh, really? Thank God we don't hear that. That drives me crazy.
Yeah, it is. It has been driving me crazy.
That's how it was yesterday with me.
It's me. I'm hearing feedback of me.
Oh. Well, you have a very pleasant voice, so it's nice. is the guy masturbating when they're making fun of him? Or
I'm not telling you.
Ugh. Ugh. All right. I guess we'll never...
Use your imagination.
No, I'm already mad. I mean, I'm just so bothered by the people, like him getting off by people laughing at it.
It'll just bother you even more.
Oh, I mean, that's. I think that's most guys' nightmare. You know, most people, I think that is their...
most of it is an act.
That's their nightmare to have people making fun of them.
It's an act.
Oh, God, I couldn't imagine it. Oh. I would want women to lie.
Finding a vicious person to come do this.
Oh, women, lie. Please, if I'm ever single, just lie to me. Tell me lies. Don't tell me that. Oh, who wants to, you know. Ugh.
It's not like they really mean what they're saying.
Oh, I think that they do. They're terrifyingly mean people out there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's horrible. All right. Well, let's hope that we make it another day.
And I hope your herpes heals up.
Don't have herpes. Don't have herpes. I couldn't imagine. I really just couldn't imagine. I just couldn't.
You want to be a punk rock star, so.
Yeah. No, I'm past it. I'm past that. I'm done. I don't care if I ever sing in a band again. Or ever play guitar in a band, anything. I don't care. No desire. None. Oh, well, that wraps
just
up the show.
Writing punk rock songs.
Yeah. I have interest in writing music. I don't have any interest in performing it. All right, you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sean Bullen's got
herpes sores.
Bodine's running down North Grand in his undershorts. Michelle will dwell on things colored pink and purple. They'll explain why Jim made a remake of that movie called The Black Hole. Slam the door, turn the key, get on the road now. The Central Illinois morning way to get down. It's nasty, it's dirty, but it's funny, cause it's the Raymond Lyles morning disaster. His loot is rude, is crude, but it doesn't matter, cause he's the morning master of rock and roll and laughter. Raymond Lyles, morning disaster.